The Supreme Court has upheld the search of a police officer's personal, sometimes a little racy, sexually explicit messages on a government-owned pager. They say the search did not violate his constitutional rights. The court unanimously reversed a federal appeals court ruling that sided with California SWAT team officer Sergeant Jeff Kwan. Justice Anthony Kennedy says the officer could not assume his messages were in all circumstances immune from scrutiny. Decision's going to, I'm sure, create a lot of discussion. The Center for Democracy and Technology has an assessment, and they say that one of the really important things is what the Supreme Court actually did not say. And joining us right here now live, Jim Dempsey. He is the Vice President for Public Policy at the Center for Democracy and Technology. Mr. Dempsey, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, Chris. Thank you.
So give me a sense. You say that one of the big significant things is what the Supreme Court opinion, what didn't happen. Tell us what didn't happen.
Well, here the Supreme Court was confronted with what for the court was a new technology, namely texting. And texting where the messages were stored by the service provider after they had been sent and received. And we were a little bit worried that the court could get into the question and maybe negatively rule on, is there a privacy expectation in texting, or generally speaking, is there a privacy in stored messages, which would have huge implications not only for text but for email. And instead, the court didn't go there. They recognized the newness of the technology. They recognized the way in which personal and private often become intertwined when you're using some service or device provided you by your employer. And they said, we're going to assume that there's a privacy interest in these communications. We're going to assume that the Fourth Amendment applies to this new technology. This was a workplace privacy case, and in the workplace, you have a reduced expectation of privacy. This was a situation where the employer, the city, had said, we may look at your messages. You should not treat your messages as private. They went ahead and they conducted what the court found was a limited look at on-duty messages sent using the employer-provided pager, and they said this was reasonable, and therefore that's the ultimate test under the Fourth Amendment, and that's why they upheld it. But they did it in a very narrow way, not making any new law really, and suggesting that they would assume in other cases as well that there was an underlying privacy interest in these messages.
Because I know one of the big concerns coming out of this was that essentially public employees, you have zero right, that everything is, and that's not exactly, while that's the result, is that these messages can be seen, that's not really the overarching decision here.
Exactly. Back in 1987, in fact, the Supreme Court had ruled that government employees, by virtue of working for the government, do not lose their Fourth Amendment rights. Our Fourth Amendment rights under the Constitution protect us against unreasonable searches and seizures by the government. And the Supreme Court had held now more than 20 years ago that you do not check your rights at the door and you don't lose your rights against a governmental search just because your employer happens to be the government. Now, it also said that, but of course, employers have certain prerogatives and responsibilities in the workplace, public or private, and they upheld that sort of decision.
So this is...
The public employee has the right, the public employee has the right, but it can be overcome where the employer acts reasonably to enforce workplace rules, et cetera.
So this is one of these decisions where you really have to look beyond the headlines, because the headlines seem, if you're a public employee, it seems a little scary, like, okay, I have zero privacy. If I'm a Fed, I'm saying I'm not using my work machine for anything private at all.
Well, look, privacy advocates, CDT and others, have argued for a long time that you have to be careful in the workplace because you clearly do have, whether you're a private sector employee or a government employee, you clearly have some diminished rights in the workplace. But You're right. I think the overall message of this case is more subtle than the headline, because it basically says that a government supervisor, in carrying out a search of the workplace, whether he's looking in a desk drawer in somebody's personal office or whether he's scrutinizing email, the supervisor has to be careful, and the supervisor has to pay attention to the stated rules and policies of the organization, and even then they have to act reasonably. So employers, government employers, under this decision, do not have a blank check. To the contrary, this says continue to be careful.
So what should, how should public employees react to this ruling? Should they change their behavior at all?
Well, most employers, both private and public, have some kind of policy that says that you don't have a privacy interest in your communications, or we, the employer, retain a right to look. Now, the reality is that the reality is often contradictory to the policy.
Right.
The reality often is you're on call 24/7, you're checking your email from home, you're communicating with your wife and kids from work to tell them you're going to be late or something else, and what are you using? You're using your employer's phone or the employer's email or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's a very murky picture. I do think, and we have always said, and others have always said, you do have to be careful using that workplace service. Better rein yourself in when you're on the job. Yeah, communicate with the wife, communicate with the kids. Probably better not to communicate with your mistress.
Yeah, right. And the one that I always boggles my mind, don't look at porn at work.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I think exactly.
There's some common sense that has to come through here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And in a way, this was a common sense decision by the Supreme Court. It was interesting. At the oral argument, they were expressing some confusion about the technology. Obviously, between the oral argument and this decision, they dug in on it. They concluded, okay, we're not going to go there. We're not going to make fine decisions about this technology or that technology. Let's assume it's all protected, but we recognize the right of the employer to manage and supervise the workplace, and so we will adhere to the rule of reasonableness, which is the ultimate rule under the Fourth Amendment.